NASA has announced it will partner with the US Military Research Agency to develop a nuclear engine for future missions to Mars. NASA engineers say the technology could reduce a trip to Mars from 9 months to 4, and the engine could be ready in 4 years. Anthony Calamino is the lead for Space Nuclear Technologies and NASA's Space Technology Mission Directorate and joins us now. Good morning, Anthony. This is an exciting development. Is this actually a nuclear engine? It's not a powered rocket by some other reactor or something.
First of all, I want to thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be a part of this. The engine itself is a much like a rocket engine. The reactor, the nuclear reactor, is used to heat the propellant. Typically, you know, in conventional chemical rockets, that heat is produced by combining an oxidizer with a fuel and having a chemical reaction that increases the pressure and temperature of the gas mixture, and then that's exhausted out of the nozzle. In the case of a nuclear thermal rocket, that increase in temperature and pressure is produced by the reaction, the fission reaction itself, and transferring the heat from that reactor into the propellant.
Wow, this sounds pretty exciting, and it would dramatically reduce the time that astronauts need to be in space. How so? Is it just faster?
Well, you know what you're able to do. It's really a driver is the amount of mass that you have to deliver to space from Earth, and then how effective you can use that mass to complete a mission. In the case of chemical systems, you not only need to bring the fuel itself; it could be liquid methane. If it's liquid methane, it's carrying a carbon atom, which adds mass to the overall system, even though hydrogen is the only one that would participate in the combustion process itself. And then you have to bring an oxidizer. So you have to bring liquid oxygen into space, and that's a very heavy material to bring into space to have a combustion process for a chemical rocket. In the case of a thermal rocket, a nuclear thermal rocket, really, all we're bringing into space is the hydrogen propellant itself. It's very light. It doesn't require an oxidizer, so we don't have to bring that mass into space with us. And we can actually heat that hydrogen and use that as the propellant to generate thrust. And what that does for the vehicle is it is able to minimize the amount of mass that it needs to propel the vehicle. And because we're able to generate very high temperatures with the reactor, we can actually essentially think of it as we can actually push these atomic particles, H2, out the back of the thruster at much higher speeds and get higher velocity, effective velocity. Engineers call that ISP, but we get much higher ISP out of the mass that we do bring.
Fantastic stuff. Hey, Anthony, really appreciate that update there on that exciting technology for NASA. Anthony Calamino there from NASA's Space Technology Mission Directorate with news of a nuclear-powered rocket. They reckon they can do it in about 4 years too, so that is interesting to take them to Mars.